One of the things that I didn't understand from last tape is what your parents did.
Well, my mother was, she was a tailor. She made suits and coats for both men and women. And my parents were separated. My father was a carpenter and he stayed in the East.
So you lived with your mother when you were growing up?
Yes, that's right.
And she supported the family through that work?
Not entirely. I had older brothers and sisters that were working. I was the youngest by a good many years.
And did you go to school?
Certainly I went to school. I went to elementary school and high school.
You went all the way through high school?
Yes.
In Seattle?
Yes.
It wasn't at Broadway High School, was it?
No, I went to Franklin. I started there the first year at Rootville.
Do you remember what papers, what newspapers your family read?
Yes, they read the Star and the Times. And the Star is out of existence now.
Did they ever read the Union Record?
No.
Do you remember before the strike actually started what you expected it to be like?
No, because my family wasn't involved in the strike. My brothers worked on the streetcar and my mother was a tailor, and so the strike didn't concern us too much. Mm-hmm. There was a strike, however, I know that because my mother helped the neighbors out with food.
Oh.
We had a large garden, and so that was quite a source of something to eat.
Do you remember anything about the strike, what it was like in the city?
Not too much. It didn't affect me too much. I was just a young girl growing up, and I really wasn't too concerned about it. However, I did know there was a strike because everybody was talking about it.
Do you remember if there was any violence?
As far as I know, there wasn't.
Do you remember how you got information about the strike at the time? Or how your family did?
No, I don't.
Do you remember why folks thought it ended?
Well, it was tied up so thoroughly that there wasn't any use in keeping on going. The strike would have to end quite suddenly because there was bread lines and there wasn't any milk delivery and there wasn't any grocery delivery. It was really a very general strike. Mm-hmm. And we would have been without food, I'm sure, if we hadn't had our garden.
So they would have been successful or unsuccessful?
Well, the strike was successful. Uh-huh. I think it was one good thing that it happened.
Why is that?
Well, because Seattle was having quite a labor problem. Very low wages and not enough money to support a family on. They really needed the general strike to straighten things out. However, my own family wasn't involved in it.
Do you remember Ole Hansen?
Well, I remember hearing about him, but I wasn't old enough to be concerned in politics and certainly not old enough to vote.
Do you remember anything about him, what you heard about him? How about Anna Louise Strong?
My sister used to talk about her, but I wasn't concerned.
Well, you don't remember what your sister used to say about her?
No.
How about Jimmy Duncan?
That doesn't mean anything to me.
How about, did you know when you were growing up any people who were in the IWW?
No, I didn't know anybody in the IWW. My folks were in the woods, and that was concerned mostly with the lumber industry.
So they were mostly not in Seattle, but in the woods?
The IWWs were, yes, they were in the lumber industry. That is, the mills were, of course, in the city, but none of my folks ever worked in the mill.
Mm-hmm. What jobs you had at that time? Have you done different jobs outside of your home?
Well, when I was a young girl, I worked at Ferguson Nelson. That was the first job I ever had, and I worked in the adjustments for several years.
And after that?
After that, I got married. And during the war, I worked at Ernst Hardware.
Uh-huh. When you were married, did you have children?
I didn't have any children of my own. No, I had stepchildren.
What did they do?
They were in the service.
And now?
Well, I don't know whether that concerns you or not.
Why?
One of them is a project engineer for City Light here in the city, and the others are not living in Seattle.
Are you a politically active person?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I do go down to Olympia occasionally and do a little lobbying, but I'm not connected with any particular group.
Do you usually vote?
And I always vote. I have ever since I was able to.
Were you?
But I wouldn't say that I was very involved in politics. No, I just happen to try to be a good citizen.
You weren't politically active at the time of the strike?
Oh, no. Well, good heavens, I was going to school.
Has there been a political leader in recent years that you felt spoken to you?
No.
What do you think is the most important issue facing the country today?
Inflation. And it hurts everybody.
What do you like most about this country?
It's freedom.
What do you like least about it?
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. I was perfectly satisfied being able to chew away about what I didn't like. I think our freedom is quite important to us, and I don't think some people realize it. But we do have a lot of freedom in this country. Even to growl.
Has there been anything in the news lately that made you feel real good?
No, not particularly.
Anything that made you feel real angry?
No, I wouldn't say so.
What great people, living or dead, do you admire most?
Well, I've always thought a great deal of Eleanor Roosevelt, who's now living in Jordan. And I think she contributed a great deal to the women in this country. But then you see, I'm of the older generation now, and not the younger ones when I didn't know I went to school.
Do you think that most people can be trusted, or that you can't be too careful with people?
I think most people can be trusted, because if they couldn't, we wouldn't be making any progress, and we are making progress. So I think there's more people that can be trusted than people that can't be.
You think that most of the time people try to be helpful, or are they just looking after themselves mostly?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that the people in the United States as a whole are cynical. I think people are helpful. I think the reason that so many people get in the news is that we exploit the cynical and we don't do the others.
Uh-huh. Would most people try to take advantage of you if they had the chance, or would they try to be fair?
Oh, I think people are more fair than they would be taking advantage. If they were, there wouldn't be any progress. And I think there is, even if some of the things that are going on we don't like.
Do you think what most young people need most of all is strict discipline from their parents?
Well, I think they need roots. I think they're quite restless, and I think they need more roots than they've got. People move around a great deal, and they don't have a chance to get roots, and I think that's a detriment to them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that most people who don't get ahead just don't have enough willpower?
Yes, I really do think that.
Do you think a few strong leaders could do more for the country than all the laws and thought?
Oh, I hadn't even thought of it.
Uh-huh. How about people sometimes say an insult to your honor should not be forgotten. Do you agree with that?
No, because then you'd be very unforgiving about and set in your ways. I don't think that's quite true. I think you can make an adjustment. I don't think that you, I think that it does make a permanent mark, all right, but I think you should have to make some sort of an adjustment.
How do you feel about the school segregation issue in Seattle?
My husband was a school teacher in the city of Seattle for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.